This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. A conference was held at Vatican Radio on Thursday on the plight of Eritreans forced to flee their country. The meeting was sponsored by the International Organization for Migration on the theme, From Eritrea to Europe, News from a Humanitarian Emergency. Since 2004, over 200,000 Eritreans out of the 5.6 million strong population have fled to border camps. Thousands have also tried to escape to Europe by crossing the Mediterranean on often barely seaworthy crafts, many dying on the journey. I spoke to Father Mozi Zerai, chairman of the Habeshaya Agency, who says many Eritreans face being kidnapped by traffickers.
For these people, they have a lot of problems in these different countries. He crossed from Eritrea to Sudan, from Sudan to Libya. Many of them, he lost life in the desert. Many of them, he became kidnapped by the traffickers. These traffickers, he asked ransom. It's too much high. Normally now up to $40,000 for one person. If you don't pay, you have tortured. So a lot of suffering for these people.
Many of these people, Eritreans, are sold to traffickers in the Sinai Peninsula, am I right?
Yes. Not only to the Sinai, in these last 3 years, many of them he sold in Sinai. But now, he changed something, even in the south of Egypt, in the triangle of between Egypt, Sudan, and Libya, even between the border of Libya and Niger, Libya and Chad, you have the same traffic.
Many Eritreans are coming to, they're fleeing their own country into Sudan and Israel, is that right?
But in Sudan, the problem is not safe place for them, because the traffickers, he got to kidnap even inside of the refugees camp from Sudan to sell them in Sinai. From Sinai, when this, if someone he pay the ransom, the traffickers, he left them, this people, he tried to across the border. But now the border is closed between Egypt and Israel. So many of them, he don't have the possibility to cross the border. So he go back to Egypt. So Egyptian police, he put them in the detention center. A lot of us are suffering for months. So now we work, especially Dr. Alganesh, he push this. She worked to help them, give them assistance in the detention center. And from detention center, we have the agreement with the Ethiopian government to move them from Egypt to Ethiopia, refugees camp in north of Ethiopia.
When you say working with them, they must have suffered tremendous trauma. It must be a very traumatic time for them. Therefore, they need, as well as material help, psychological help as well.
Yes, most of them have this necessity. Sister Azazet, she worked in Israel to give them medical and psychological assistance, especially for the women. She have very traumatized experience because of sexual abuse or tortures. This, even in Ethiopia, the same. In the refugees camp, when he arrived in the refugees camp in Ethiopia, for these people, he tried to organize some assistance. Even in Cairo, you have some medical group to give them this type of assistance. But we don't have enough energy to assist all of them. So that's why today we want appeal to all the embassies, because we invite all the embassies to ask to support this process, to assist and to work for the prevention.
The United Nations was saying that it's not the living conditions in Eritrea that's making people flee, it's government abuse.
Yeah, even that, because if in Eritrea now we have just 20 years, the dictatorship leader, he control everything without any freedom, no freedom for press, no freedom for movement, even from one city to the other, even you don't have freedom for religious. So the fundamental freedoms of the human being is violated. For the young people especially, the regime, he obligated all of them to do national service, but without term. Someone he do national service for 15 years is not possible, especially for one young people. He won't study, he won't realize his dream, but if you keep it in the military camp for 15 years, it's not possible to do this. So why these people escape?
Finally, what can the international community do regarding this?
The first, what is possible to do for the international community to find solution for the conflict between Ethiopia and Eritrea, because still the border problem is still there. The second is how to support the process of the, for the democracy in these countries. Third, the international community, we is possible to work how to give them for these refugees who just come out from the country in the neighbor countries, how to give them possibility to live in that area. Because that is a problem now. Many of them now in Ethiopia, we have more than 70,000 Eritrean refugees. But 24 hours like this, without any future, without any possibility for the... So that is a problem. If the international community, with the international cooperation, we do some projects for them, for study, scholarship, or workshop, or any other project to give them the possibility to realize something in this neighbor country, that is possible to help these people to don't choose the to continue the immigration way by very danger. Even he is not obligated to go in the hand of the traffickers. Many of these people he chose that way because he's totally desperate, because he don't have nothing, any other chance. That is a point.